Jeremy House reporting.
The world's highest sandcastle now stands 54.7 feet tall in the German city of Duisburg. A German travel operator organized the construction of the sandcastle. He now has a Guinness World Record. More on these stories at townhall.com.
On Saturday, September 9th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 9th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive, with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Fred, you remembered.
How could I ever forget the happiest day of my life?
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Well, thanks, fellas. It sure was.
I think that's enough.
Okay, the scary thing is I actually remember that episode of the Flintstones.
I know. He knew it was the quartet.
Mark's like, we want to play this for Terry and Sally.
Yeah,
and
that was for Terry and Sally.
I remember that.
And then also for the state of Jefferson. I mean, the state of Jefferson turned 4 years old today. And so the formation, the start of the formation. So that's pretty amazing. It really doesn't seem like 4 years, does it?
Some days.
Or maybe it seems like 100 years others, you know.
Some days it does.
If you're just tuning in, we still have Scott Stafney and Mark Baird holding over from last hour.
We'll get to them in a second. Good morning. You're listening to Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent. I'm your host. I'm here in the studio with Bob, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
And Wynn Carpenter is also holding over to this hour. Our
lingering.
SOJ
lingering. He's lingering. We could expand on that, but we won't.
And everyone is wondering where are Linda and Red?
Good question.
They're lost in the smoke.
I have no idea. I think they wandered out to go pick something out of the garden, and they never came back.
They're being smoked like a ham today, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. Never mind. I'm not going to go there. Anyway, today is September 3rd, 2017. I'm in the studio here, and we're streaming worldwide. You can go to kcnr1460.com, or you can call in at 530-605-4567. All our shows are podcast and archived as well. And friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Let's see. Let's get to our multiple guests. I come in the studio and I've got a lineup already set up for me.
It's, there you go.
It's just
we're trying to help.
That's all working for me. That way, I'm just going to turn on my headphones and listen to some music and.
Happy anniversary.
Anyway.
Happy anniversary.
Who do we have on the line with us now?
We have Mark Baird and Scott Staffney.
Mark Baird and Scott Staffney. And evidently they're
not the guy from Creed.
Oh.
That's Scott Stapp.
Oh,
oh, okay. Not the guy from Creed. I'm not sure who Scott Staffney is, but...
He's our lawyer, remember? He's our lead attorney for CFR.
Oh, wow. We got
you knew that.
I did. I thought, maybe. I don't remember names all that well, especially when I don't haven't met them
when
yet.
When you haven't met them yet. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Well, got to see them on paper.
There you go.
Yeah.
I see them on paper. I know who they are.
They're very good. So what was the discussion? Evidently, I heard the guy that called in that was talking about the Mark, was it Wheeler?
Michael Warnken.
Michael Warnken.
Yeah, he had questions about, you know, Michael being involved with our part of the case, and he implied that Michael created the complaint, and he did not. And
so that was somehow going to, pardon the pun, queer the case?
Yes.
We are in California.
Yeah, and so Scott, you know, was listening, so he felt compelled to call and say, hey, you know, no, this is how it works. And Mark was already doing that because Mark was there with
them. That's the part I heard before I jumped into the studio.
Yeah.
So let's take it from there. Are you guys on the line with us?
Yep.
Well, yep. Continue.
Well, I think Scott was kind of better at that argument than I am, and so I'd defer to his... give him the time.
All right, Scott. So let's continue where we left off. Do you remember where we were?
Yeah, we were talking about Michael Warnken and whether he wrote the complaint. And I can tell you, absolutely not. But he did start out with the idea, but it's an old idea. I mean, it is that Californians are not being appropriately represented pursuant to the United States Constitution. And, I mean, you folks, that's kind of an obvious no-brainer. I mean, you have 120 representatives, 80 assemblymen and 40 senators, representing 40 million people. Now, when did that number start? It started in 1862. And so it started right about the time the Civil War was going on. And part of that representation was designed especially not to include Indians as voters. And in any event, I'm not going to go into all the historical facts, but the rights of suffrage and representation have changed over time, and they've generally changed based on wars. You found the rights changed after the Revolutionary War. You found they changed after the Civil War, and actually the rights that we're dealing with relate to the 14th Amendment, as they were trying to make sure that all African Americans or people who had been treated as slaves were represented as well and got suffrage by way of the 15th Amendment. Then you had World War II. And following World War II, the United States was very involved in trying to pass the idea of democracy around the globe. And we signed agreements, entered into protocols, treaties, entered into organizations, which all talk about the right to self-representation. And, of course, since the Civil War, they enacted the 13th Amendment, having to do with making slaves or African Americans, whether they were free or not, from being property to actually people. 14th Amendment made them citizens, and the 15th Amendment denied their right to vote. Then the 19th Amendment allowed women the right to vote. And you continue after these amendments, after the Civil War, there have been 13 amendments, 8 of them related to voting rights. So to expanding the right to vote and suffrage rights, and by implication, the question about what does representation mean to people in the United States. And because we were pretty much responsible for setting the standard in the rest of the world, I think we can look at, you know, what we were saying and whether it has become a law by virtue of what we've done. So the issue that Michael was talking about in 2009 is far different in 2017, and there have been a whole lot of cases since then. But, I mean, it's a pretty basic issue. Can 120 people who were put into power as was memorialized in the 1879 Constitution, which was devised to disenfranchise and to get rid of the Asian population, primarily the Chinese, do those numbers hold any significance for what is right, what is correct, what is politically acceptable in 2017 when the population has grown from 400,000 to 40 million? But ask yourself this. That 120 number remains in place. So let's say in 100 years, California does the same thing that it did. It grows by 100 times. And we're talking about 40 billion. And I know that's hard to believe, but we know we're going to grow. I mean, at what point do you say, hey, what we're doing is not electing representatives, we're electing philosopher kings or oligarchs, because these people won't represent the people. You see, that's the question Jefferson raises, is what right to representation, and that's a broad thing. It includes the right to vote.
Well, I think that,
it includes the right to run and be elected.
I think
it includes the right to actually participate in government. And that's what it evolved into, and you can read this in both our first and our amended complaint. But and these were not issues that Michael, who is not a lawyer, and who, you know, just got up there, but we got to give it to him. He had the gut, and he could tell instinctively that something wasn't right. And, you know, it's gotten to a point in America, and this is a part of the problem, and one of the reasons I'm in this case, it's gotten to the point in America where our court system isn't working, and the way our Constitution is designed, it's a legislature that has to deal with that. I mean, it's the legislature that should be overseeing the courts to make sure they're working.
Well, listen,
so right,
Scott.
Now we,
Scott.
Yes.
Yeah. Listen.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Listen. I think that on the issue of oligarchy, I think you're absolutely correct. I think that's exactly what we're moving towards, and I think it's done on purpose.
I think we're there.
Yeah, I agree. And but the privity. The caller seemed to be really concerned with privity.
Yes, he's talking about the concepts of race judicata and collateral estoppel, and he's completely wrong. They would not apply in this case.
So the res judicata and the collateral estoppel, in layman's term, was the case has already been tried, is what you're saying.
Well, what it is, it's the principles of judicial economy that say you can't raise the same issues again. But there's no privity between Warnken and CFR. They're not the same issues. And under the Shapiro case, which I mentioned, when you're dealing with apportionment issues, they have to be decided by a three-judge panel, and Warnken can't even be considered because the only law that can be considered if you're entitled to a three-judge panel because you're bringing an apportionment case is three-judge panel law and Supreme Court law and precedent. And just so the listener knows, the state of California has already conceded that the district court can't follow Warnken. That was from the very beginning an inappropriate argument.
So because this wasn't adjudicated, it was never went through the court system.
Well,
it
was adjudicated, and I know, Michael, you know, when you look at it, what happened is he got a magistrate hearing. He was of the opinion that he had timely appealed the magistrate decision, but that the judge turned it down because he was late. But if you look at follow the case through, the judge basically said he agreed with it. And so it was technically adjudicated. But the issue as framed by the court is whether you have a right to representation in the legislature. It didn't deal with voting issues. It didn't deal with the issues of self-governance that we are raising. It was based on a misrepresentation by the state of visus jubilee, and it is what happens to most people, because 85% of the cases in our court system, only one side has a lawyer. So, I mean, you frequently get decisions that aren't very well researched because the judges aren't supposed to necessarily go out and do their own research. However, in the area of subject matter jurisdiction, they are required to.
Wow. So it sounds to me, and from layman's terms, that but this wasn't dismissed on the merits of the case. This was dismissed on a timing issue?
On Warnken's? No, it wasn't. They went ahead and heard his complaint according to the district court report that appears in Westlaw, and they denied it based on the merits of the judge agreed with the magistrate. But what I'm saying is I think the magistrate got it wrong, and there's not a single Supreme Court decision that supports the magistrate's decision. And, you know, you can understand how that happens, because people who don't have a law degree can just get run over by courts. And that's not to say that because you're a lawyer, you can't just get run over by courts in today's world. But in my judgment, that's what happened to Warnken. And I saw Warnken's first complaint, and ours isn't anything like it.
I see. I see. So, you know, what's that old saying? A person who represents himself has a fool for an attorney. I mean, maybe that sort of applies, is what it sounds like in this case with this guy. And it doesn't, there's no link. There's no direct relationship between the two cases where one would have anything to do with the other then.
Well, and the estoppel, notion generally relates to the plaintiff being in privity, which would mean that So generally, res judicata just applies to the person who made the argument. In some cases, you can say that it also applies to people who are essentially the same entity. Hmm. CFR is not the same entity as Warnken. The fact that Warnken has gone out politically exercising his rights of free speech, notwithstanding some people talking about him, has really nothing to do with Jefferson. And I mean, even the state has not argued any notion of res judicata or collateral estoppel. So I don't know where the gentleman is getting his notions on this case. But I mean, the argument, I mean, we do have up, and I think it's on the State of Jefferson's website, every single pleading that goes before the court. So people can go to that site and they can read everything. I mean, this is not something about which we have to believe me or believe the gentleman who just talked. I mean, you can read this stuff yourself, and, you know, law is supposed to be pretty much common sense. And so you can see what the state has said so far.
Did we lose?
Go ahead.
Scott? I think I'm still here.
Yeah, we lost Mark. You're still on the air, Scott.
Okay, well, I didn't mean to lose Mark. Mark is very eloquent, probably more so, because what is eloquent and what rings to the truth in the people's ear is the truth as told by the people. Attorneys oftentimes, unfortunately, have become in today's world just mouthpieces who say whatever they're paid to say. And that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I got to agree with you on that. It seems to me that a lot of attorneys aren't interested in the truth or equity. They're interested in obfuscation of the truth and law itself. It's more about winning than it is about which actually is right and wrong.
And then getting paid.
Yeah, that's not good. But hopefully, as this thing moves forward, how do you see this playing out? Do you think the three-judge panel is going to happen despite the delayance of the proceeding?
I believe so. I mean, but again, it's very hard to predict how a court is going to rule, but I see the court likely denying the motion to dismiss under McManus v. Shapiro, because the issue of at what point representation becomes oligarchy is a legitimate issue under previous apportionment cases, and if it is an appropriate issue that cannot be ruled out, then Congress has determined that it should first be resolved by a three-judge district court, because apportionment issues are so important to our representative republic that they should get the attention of three judges, and then they should be heard directly by the Supreme Court.
What happens if they deny the three-judge panel? What is the recourse then?
You know, it depends on the grounds upon which they deny it, I believe. There are a couple ways you can dismiss. One would be dismiss based on subject matter jurisdiction, which is covered by Federal Rule of Civil Procedure 12b1, and the other is because you haven't pled a good case and that you won't win on the merits, which is judged by Federal Rule of Civil Procedure 12b6. Now, a single judge cannot rule on the merits of one of these cases. Unless they're wholly insubstantial or frivolous. And they did not plead that. They actually went in under a standard which they cannot win and asked for to dismiss under Rule 12b-6. Now, after we pointed this out, they kind of tried to change it, but I'm not sure it's appropriate to try to change it in a reply. And what they changed it to is they said that there's a case under the Voting Rights Act that's in a plurality case, meaning that it was not signed on to by five judges, that prevents us from possibly winning. Well, it doesn't. One, it doesn't involve a constitutional issue. And two, it's a plurality decision. They might be able to win it under a motion to dismiss on the merits standard, but they can't do it on a subject matter jurisdiction standard. And so I think that argument falls by the wayside for both those reasons. The next question is, have we alleged an apportionment claim based on subject matter an apportionment claim based on 28 U.S.C. 2284, and I think clearly we have. We're saying that when you get districts that are 1 million people in size already and can never and will be continually growing, is that malapportionment for the people? And I don't see any way around that it is.
I think the
court will decide that these are important issues, you know, for the rest of the country as well as California. I mean, at what point does oligarchy start? Does representation end? And there's enough facts in there to question whether the people in California are getting representation, and whether or not when they verbally but appropriately request representation, whether or not they're being retaliated against.
Yeah, listen, Scott, we've got to go to a break now. I don't trust our system anymore, unfortunately, because, you know, I think they don't respect the rule of law very much. And, so that's one of my big worries with this judge. Maybe when we come back, you can explain what holds the judge's feet to the fire on this a little better. But in the meantime, let's go to a break and, we'll come back and look at this a little, more if you can stay with us, Scott.
Sure.
You're listening to Sovereign Minds on Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding egos. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that lead them with the world of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. cowboys especially.
From narwhals to unicorns and manatees to mermaids, discover the physical and cultural connections between the real and mythical worlds at Turtle Bay this summer in Mythical Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Mythic creatures of all kinds are taking over the museum May 20th through October 1st in this immersive, hands-on exhibition organized by the American Museum of Natural History, New York. Mythic Creatures is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Your future career awaits at Shasta College, and now it's all about more. More classes so you can graduate faster, more flexibility to work around your busy life schedule, and more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. You told us what you needed, and we listened, giving you new self-paced math classes, transfer classes for the university-bound student, and more online offerings to help you achieve your academic goals. Fall enrollment is going on right now for both new and returning students, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Simply call 242-7650, and one of our skilled admissions officers will help register you and direct you to the next step to achieving your goal. And that's it. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. Call 242-7650 to register for fall classes. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help bring it all together. Find your more at Shasta College. Register today at 242-7650.
Suicide has no respect for age, gender, or social status, but there are things we can do to help understand and support those whose lives have been touched by suicide. Please join us on Saturday, September 9th at Caldwell Park for the Reading Out of the Darkness Walk.
I am Rhonda, and I'm walking for my daughter, Melissa.
I'm Bobette, and I'm walking for my mom, Diane.
Hi, my name is Cindy, and I'm walking for my son, Josh.
Leave the darkness behind. Go to afsp.org/reading to register, create a team, or donate.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true. Someday you'll find
Mind Radio, on the Free Fire Media.
The smoke getting in your eyes out there. I mean, that's kind of appropriate for everything we're talking about.
Smoke an oldie station.
a little from the platters out of the vault there. Oh, boy. Well, we've got a caller on the line. Billy Bob, you got a comment or a question?
Yes, Mark. Hey,
good morning.
I just have to jump in here and say that if this lawyer is representing the state of Jefferson, I think we're in trouble, because I'll tell you what, I woke up this morning, had a cup of coffee, and then all of a sudden this guy's putting me back to sleep. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I'll tell you what, he has no pronunciation. He has no ability to make a case. He recites.
Billy Bob, we still have our guest on the line before you go any further.
What now?
No, that's fine. I'm happy to listen to all criticism, because one learns by that.
Well, and I'm not being disrespectful, but the thing is that, you know, the case law that you cite, that's all good and well, but I want the gusto. I want Jefferson. And it's just me, I'm sure. But again, I'm sorry to be infringing on your ability as a lawyer. But I just get bored. I'm sorry. So anyway, carry on and do your best job for the state of Jefferson. I appreciate all your pro bono work and whatever you've done for the case. And let's see, what else? Okay, that's it.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks, Billy
Bob. Talk to you
Bob.
Guys later. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. I think that Billy Bob's point is well taken in the fact that legal issues can be boring if you're not trained in the law, because it just seems like it's a lot of nitpicking, hair splitting, and so forth. But I think at the same time, when you do get involved in the law, it becomes more exciting as you go, because when you start realizing that, you know, the fate of nations, the fate of states, the fate of people's lives are all on the line and at stake, you can get lost in the minutiae, or you can look at the big picture. Scott, maybe you can explain a little more to us, or, you know, maybe answer Billy's assertions if you want to. But I want to know, what is the mechanism that is going to force California to mitigate this problem if you win the case?
Okay, so let me address Billy's question first. I think it's important for the people of the state of Jefferson to understand that the Committee for Fair Representation's case is not based on a state split. The ultimate goal may be to get that, but under the Constitution, you have to have these issues raised in your representative bodies. So under the Constitution, in order to get a state split, the state legislature would have to go along with it, as would the Congress of the United States. So the state of Jefferson started complaining about the inadequacy of its representation before World War II. And that was when we had a lot better representation than we have today. And then the Jefferson movement got reunited.
Yeah, we're losing him. We lost him.
Are you still there, Scott?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we lost you for a second there.
We're good now.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I think we can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, so what I was saying is this case is not about the state of Jefferson.
It's about representation.
Yes, and the reason it's about representation is because the only constitutional way to get a state split is to get that matter taken up by the legislature. So the state of Jefferson has been complaining about inadequate representation since the 40s. And in 1992, they actually had a referendum where about, I think it was 30 out of 31 counties, asked whether they wanted to leave the state, and they said yes. And the county assembly person at that time, put the issue before the assembly, and it died in committee. Nobody even talked about it. So from the 40s, and of course representation has gotten a lot worse, to the 90s, they couldn't even get anybody to listen to them. And then again, the movement became more prolific again in the about 2011, 2012, and once again, the legislature sent them the message, and sometimes pretty vocally, by saying, look, we don't want to hear from you people, almost as if they were committing some sort of treason by asking for a state split that would get them adequate representation under the United States Constitution. And at some point, they actually started telling constituents, hey, we're not going to listen to you. And they started retaliating against constituents in their district and we believe counties and cities. So what happened is the folks that were directing Jefferson came to the conclusion that the only way to possibly achieve their goals was to move for representation that would help the people throughout the state get better representation, so then they could have a group of people in the legislature which would look at the merits of whether a state split is a good idea. When you have 120 oligarchs that get to run everything, you don't get good representation. And the problem is not just for the rural folks, it's for the folks in the city. I mean, they get one representative per million people, just like you do. And, you know, wouldn't it be better if there were 20? I mean, right now, 78% of the legislators are men. Only 21% are women. Out of that 20, wouldn't we be better off having more that have people that have different ideas that come to the table knowing that they are representing people that can actually vote them out of office? And that's kind of what was promised to the people in Prop 11 in California. They said you should vote for the Citizens for Redistricting Committee because the districts weren't fair and people didn't have the ability to get rid of their legislator if they weren't doing what they wanted. So you've got to keep the issues separate. Jefferson's issue is kind of an easy one. The people in the northern counties are being treated unfairly. And it is one that's very true. But the issue we're raising is not just about Jefferson. It's about all the people in California, and therefore we have to show all of them why one senator per million people doesn't work for any part of California. That's unfair to the people.
Well, if we got some representatives in Sacramento, then we would actually be representative, and then we could have the state split by having more representation And also, I think that because it's coming out that there's so much voter fraud, and it's becoming more and more apparent that it's rigged. And that's another reason why we're not getting representative, because the elections are rigged. You know, California used to be a conservative state. Now it's a blue state, and I think it's pretty much due to the fraud in the voter, as well as the disillusion of vote and the lack of representation according to the population.
I would agree, and the point is, it's not really about me, and it's not really about the mouthpiece. It's about the ideas. If we can just get people to understand the ideas and what's going on, which means people have to do a little bit of research. And like I say, we have it all posted so people can read the stuff and make their own decisions.
I think the problem here is that, you know, you've got people out there that go, you know, basically one guy in the chat room, I don't think Jefferson will ever be created, too much powerful opposition. And you know what this is like? It reminds me of the French Revolution, when you've got 30 people in the cart being marched off to the guillotines and one guy with a rifle standing there, and everybody just kind of, you know, because it's the law, just goes off to the guillotine because, you know, it's what they're told to do. You know, the real power rests in the people. And when the opposition, through what you're saying, gets overwhelming to the politicians, they're going to have to acquiesce, regardless of the legal aspects of it, because people have had enough of this crap, and they want some representation, and that's where the real power rests, is in the people, not the government. But the people have to get involved, they have to participate in this thing called self-governance, and quit throwing stones at everything and going, oh, we just can't do anything, let's just roll over and go back to sleep.
That's right. What Jefferson is doing and CFR is doing is employing full spectrum advocacy
and raising public awareness, if nothing else.
Right. Yes, and that's how you do it. It's not just a legal battle; it's a legislative battle. It's a battle in the hearts and minds of the citizens and the people of California. For what they want, and whether they think they're getting a fair share.
And that's where this will be won, is in the hearts and minds of the people. Because if the people overwhelmingly stand up and say, we want a fair representation, we want to go back to the model as it was intended to, not this oligarchy we call Sacramento, that's when this thing will start to turn around. And I think it already has. Ever since the court case has been filed, you're seeing more and more people sitting up, taking notices, and starting to participate in this thing, because they're starting to realize that this is a con game, and you know, with all the fake news and the fake media telling everybody what to think, how to think, and when to think it, you know, they're starting to wake up and realize that the wool has been pulled over everybody's eyes. This is a fraud, this is a sham, and if we don't do something about it, slavery is where we'll be marching ourselves to instead of the guillotine.
Exactly, and we may be there now, and this may be our way of revolution.
I agree. Listen, we got to go to a break real quick, and then we got 5 minutes to the top of the hour, and then we'll have to move on, Scott. But if you can hang on for another minute or two, then maybe come with the last 5 minutes, your closing thoughts, and then we'll go on. But we appreciate you coming on the show, Scott, and we'll be right back after this break. A little Stevie Ray Vaughan.
You're listening to Sovereign Minds on AM 1460 KCNR.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
On Saturday, September 9th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 9th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Carolina home, had dreams about twist and started to roam. 6 long months on a dust covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it waits for me there.
Wait. Follow me there. I love that song. It's great. I can't sing, but it doesn't matter. I just have something just in from CNN. There's breaking news. ESPN is going to ban the use of Tylenol in their offices because they fear picking the cotton from the bottles may represent slavery and racism. So I just had to pass that on.
Ba-da-bing.
That could have been real news. I mean, kind of the real fake.
You had me going there for a moment.
Anyway, Scott, we've just got a couple of minutes, so you need to wrap it up. Are you there?
Yes, I am. And I guess the point is one that each person has to consider is California working for the people. Is it working in any of the counties? Representation that would take you to a level where you could actually choose to elect someone, participate in that process, and if they didn't do their job, get rid of them, is something you folks have fought for a long time. You did it through term limits. You've done it through the Citizens for Redistricting Commission. Getting the number of legislators at a point where you can have some meaningful representation by them is the most direct way to achieve the objectives Californians have been seeking for decades now.
Well, I think this battle is in the beginning stages, and it's never going to go away, because I don't think that people are not going to accept anything less than liberty and freedom and representation at this point, because they're waking up in droves, and this court case has been a catalyst for that to happen. So we really appreciate everything you're doing, Scott, and carry on, buddy, and we got to go, but hey, we'll love to have you back sometime, especially after the case gets rolling.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, that's been Scott Stapney joining us in the first hour here on Sovereign Minds. Mark, do we have anything planned for hour two?
I got a bunch of stuff.
All right.
The fun never stops. You know that, Bob.
Oh, this we know. All right, stay tuned. We'll join the news in progress now on KCNR Shasta Redding.
To help, but with little success. This is the North's sixth nuclear test and its strongest to date. It's also the first during Trump's time in office. Tim McGuire, Washington.
President Trump asking that people pray today.
Sunday, a day of faith, with so many praying in church or at home, and President Trump has asked that we not only pray for healing in our nation, but if we could also focus the power of prayer on the victims of Hurricane Harvey, who, after over a week now, are still living a nightmare. Val Dior reporting.
In idle moments, Harvey's victims are worrying about what comes next, as pressing worries for safety recede for many. They're left consumed by fears of having to move from swamped homes, possibly being sickened by mold, and being able to pay their bills. Some wait in line for help at makeshift centers. Others wait at reopened gas stations, restaurants, and retailers. Police say a bomb disposal expert team has successfully defused a huge World War II-era bomb in the German financial capital of Frankfurt today that forced the evacuation of more than 60,000 people. Hospital patients and the elderly are amongst those affected in what was Germany's biggest evacuation in recent history. Similar operations are still common 72 years after the war ended. About 20,000 people were evacuated from Koblenz recently. More on these stories at townhall.com.
How'd you sleep last night? I ask because your quality of sleep affects everything, from your happiness to your longevity. If you have sleep challenges, you owe it to yourself to sleep on a Luma mattress. You know Dr. Michael Bruce, the sleep doctor from Oprah and Dr. Oz, right? Well, Dr. Bruce co-designed Luma mattress with one purpose in mind, to literally solve every problem that keeps you from getting a perfect night's sleep. Back and neck pain? Solved. Shoulder pain? Tingling arms? Solved. Snoring? Solved. Go to lumasleep.com/Hugh. Tell the sleep experts what keeps you awake at night, and they'll customize your Luma to solve your sleep challenges. Then they'll ship your mattress to your door so you can sleep test it risk-free for 100 nights. Love it or return it for free. And if you do it now, you'll save an extra 15% off. Go to lumasleep.com/Hugh. That's lumasleep.com/Hugh.
The spike in gas prices in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey has hit the accelerator. The national average for regular, $2.56 a gallon. By the weekend, an increase of 20 cents in just the past week, according to Gas Buddy. Prices jumped at least 10 cents a gallon in 24 hours in Texas, Ohio, Georgia, and the Mid-Atlantic states, according to AAA. The nationwide average already higher than most experts had given as a worst-case scenario when flooding from the devastating storm began knocking out refineries along the Texas Gulf Coast a week ago. How high will it go? Well, they say 275 as an average. Should not be unexpected in the next week. Philadelphia's Grand Cultural Boulevard, the Benjamin Franklin Parkway, is gearing up for its 100th birthday. The mile-long artery connects the city's business district with sprawling Fairmount Park and is a corridor of world-renowned museums, imposing monuments, and splashing fountains. News and analysis at townhall.com. Buy American is a slogan getting a lot of attention lately, but as correspondent Jeremy House reports, it can be tough to put into practice when you're buying a car.
A U.S.-built 2017 Chevrolet Colorado with a diesel engine and a manual transmission might sound American through and through, but in that configuration, the Colorado is a worldly truck. The diesel engine is built in Thailand and the transmission is made in Brazil. Global supply chain expert Frank Dubois says American content in cars has been falling for several years. In 2013, the 30 most American vehicles in the Index of American-Made Cars had an average of 77% domestic content. By 2017, that figure had fallen to 72.5%. Jeremy House reporting.
Today is Sunday, September the 3rd, a birthday for some notable people, including cartoonist Mort Walker, who drew Beetle Bailey all those years. He's 94. And former Beach Boy Al Jardine is 75. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the Car Wash Club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
So rattlesnakes are really important for the environment. Just like all animals, they have a place in nature. Rattlesnakes are really important for rodent control. A lot of people complain that things like pocket gophers get into their gardens and destroy their gardens. Well, guess who gets to protect your gardens from those rodents are rattlesnakes and other snakes. Our northern Pacific rattlesnake is not aggressive. So the first thing to live safely around them is to simply respect them and give them their space. So if you see a rattlesnake and you're walking on the trails in the gardens or out in your yard, give it several feet of space and it will move on its way when it's ready. You also need to teach your kids to appreciate them and respect them as well. So you teach your kids not to just run up and pick up snakes. When you're working in your garden, make sure that you're watching where you put your hands. Don't just reach in the rock crevices. Watch where you're walking, especially if you're going through grasses, like the ones behind me. Make sure you make some noise. Rattlesnakes can't hear airborne sounds, but they feel you coming with your vibrations. So really, just learn to do these things and you can safely live around these wonderful snakes.
A public service message from Turtle Bay Exploration Park.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
One of the all-time top 10 guitar licks.
I like that. Yeah, Smoke on the Water. Seems appropriate if you walk outside. Not a whole lot of water, but there sure is a hell of a lot of smoke. And where there's smoke, there's fire. That's at least that was what my dad used to tell me. Right before he whipped me.
He's like, you got all the... yes. More child abuse talk coming
up. More child abuse talk, yeah, no.
I was going to say we got all the water in the first half of the year. Now we're getting the smoke in the second half.
I can only remember one whipping I didn't deserve. Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. You know, speaking of that, or maybe not that, but something else, I just got to say, you know, I've got a story here before we get to our caller is, this is how screwed up they are in Sacramento. Sacramento City Council votes to pay gang members not to kill people. Now, this is real news. Okay, this is not fake. This is real news. I got it posted on the website, Sovereign Minds on Facebook, and it's called the Advanced Peace Program. So what happens is they pay these guys to stop killing people. You know, I mean, that seems like the right answer, doesn't it?
Yes, we don't have room to put criminals in jail, so we'll just pay them not to commit crimes.
Where's Wyatt Earp when you need him? You know, you're going to hell, and hell's coming with me, you know, something like that. I mean, that's really what needs to happen, is that we need to get out there and, you know, put a few of these guys in prison or in the ground. I mean, good grief, suspected game-relating shootings, and they're going to pay them off? They took action to reduce the bloodshed? Wow. It's anyway, you can look that up. It's a controversial program called Advance Peace, which offers...
Yeah, I love the cute names they come up with.
I know.
For these
this is like, you guys make me sick. It's like, which offers a cash stipend to gang members who remain peaceful. I mean... I know. That should have, that was a gang member killing, what's his name? You know.
Howard Dean.
Let's go to our caller we have on
another strict disciplinarian on the line.
Yeah. Gary, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
And happy 4th anniversary to liberty, freedom, and the right to vote.
Absolutely.
And the reason for my call is I take umbrage with the idiot that called at the Jefferson Hour, and he's a fine example of little knowledge is a dangerous thing. And that person is dangerous, and you could have spent all day, all week on the phone, and he would deny your info that Scott and you took the time to elucidate, and for everybody's knowledge, he's still denying it. He reminds me much of the Hillary supporters who still think she's innocent and is a fine, upstanding individual.
I think that we're going to find a new answer on that one here pretty soon, the way things are going.
If you weren't, maybe you heard that, Mark. This was a gentleman that called in with about 15 minutes left in the Jefferson program.
No, I did.
That was what prompted Scott to call in and attempt to straighten him out.
No, I understand. No, I did catch that on the way in. Yeah, I mean, and you know, what's the old saying? People in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. I mean, that's really what it's about. I mean, these people are so misguided and so propagandized.
In denial.
Well, they're ignorant also.
Yeah. If I may add a
couple of things. In the last 4 weeks, I've had conversations with four retired teachers. Three of them taught government and one taught English. All four are socialist / communist and are against the state of Jefferson for some of the goofy reasons. Well, you've heard them all,
yep.
And they are misinformed and such. And just a sidelight to catch up with your last comment about gang suppression, I was working on my personal gang suppression. I spent Friday at Mountain Tactical with John Laws with my 9 and my AR, and it was 5 hours well spent.
So what you're telling me is that you were laying down suppressive fire.
That too. Yes. Yes, and I was fired up as I was doing it. So anyway, that's my comments for the day, and I appreciate Scott calling in and informing us. And he keeps on informing us, and you taking the time. And if people listened, after a while, you would think it would sink in. But I know there are a lot of ignorant people out there that, you know, the reason, I know you said that people are beginning to wake up. That's true, but you know, there are a lot of people that don't want the state of Jefferson or freedom or liberty because it means they would have to become involved and take charge of their life, and they do not want that to happen.
Oh.
They want the government to do with freedom.
And freedom is scary, having to take care of yourself. It's so much easier to depend on the government to take care of you. The big problem is, though, is that they don't really take care of you very well. What they do is they end up, you know, making your life miserable and not taking care of you at all. That's the end result of letting government do it all.
So thank you for all that you do. And next Friday we will descend on the den of iniquity
called Sacramento.
And hopefully things will be going our way. So hey, thanks again.
Thanks a lot, Gary.
Bye.
We appreciate it. Yeah, I just wanted to get a little bit in here for the President's Commission on Election Integrity asking for public input and some comments. And you can go to the Election Integrity Project, I think it's .org. You can go to www.electionintegrityproject.com. And consider donating to that. And the Election Integrity Project is getting involved in the state of California because the voter fraud is rampant. I mean, we're losing elections here because of fraud, not because of legitimate votes. And you don't have a legitimate constitutional republic if the vote is being taken over by unlawful means of either inaccurately counted or people registering that there's more people registering to vote than there are voters. I mean, like to the tune of a couple million. Gee, that wouldn't sway an election in California, would it? But I urge everybody to get involved in this Presidential Commission on Election Integrity. Get involved in that. Let your voice be heard. And let's get this thing turned around and get this thing righted. Get the ship righted so that we're actually having elections with integrity instead of a big slanted socialist, stealing of our electoral votes to further the agenda of an oligarchy down in Sacramento that doesn't give a rat's about, what we think or do or say. They just want power. Anyway, we do have a caller on the line. Terry, are you there?
I'm here, Mark. How are you, my friend?
Yeah, the fun never stops.
Well, Sally and I are here in Lake Arrowhead, California. Nice. Very, very beautiful up here. Been here for the last 3 days. And
nice.
We're going to stay overnight again tonight, and it's a beautiful house. It's called a cabin, but it's not really a cabin. It's gorgeous.
Very good.
We've been up.
Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary!
Thank you very much. But I wanted to call in and just say, Mark, you were absolutely superb on the last segment when Scott was on. What a great job at host that you do, because you were so good at taking a very complex and a dry issue. I mean, it is a dry issue. And you took it and you really formulated it, did a great job for all of us by breaking it down into layman's terms, asking good questions of Scott, and really bringing out, especially in the last part of that segment, bringing out the best in him. And I just want to commend you on that, Mark. You were amazing. Thank you.
Thanks. I appreciate that. That's what we try to do. We're just trying to get it out there so people understand these complex issues are really very simple. It's like, slavery in one hand, liberty in the other. Which do you prefer and choose? I mean, slavery is great. You can stay in the house and be taken care of. You have very little things to worry about. The problem is that, being a slave, you have no control over your life. And liberty is controlling your life and your posterity and your freedom and result. And what that results in is a much higher standard of living. And people need to understand that. And that's what this case is all about. It's all about public, the public becoming involved and getting involved in this thing and public opinion, overwhelming the politicians and the political oligarchy in Sacramento that is just absolutely off the charts, out of control, and needs to be put down. Did I start to rant there?
Yeah, buddy, you did great. But, it is time to rant. And I think when Gary made the comment about the gentleman who called in from Corning, even though he was a little tough on the guy, but, it's time to get tough.
Right.
I think everybody's tired of pussyfooting around. And really and truly, the real deal with that guy is that he has some knowledge, but, he was absolutely incorrect, inaccurate, wasn't willing to listen to anything. He wasn't really listening to anything. He was just wanting to get his point across. And that's one of the bigger problems that we seem to have is folks just, they have a transmitter but no receiver. And, you know, I'm tired of all the political correctness here of, oh, you know, we can't be mean-spirited. You know what? It's about time we become mean-spirited. I mean, they want to tax our tap water, and now Sacramento is going to give money to gangbangers who don't kill people. Well, I think we ought to have a sign in Shasta County that reads, "Gangbangers, welcome to Shasta County. We don't call 911, we call the morgue." And I think that really and truly it's gotten to the point where we have to start standing up here and quit being kitty cats, starting with P and ending with Y. Plural.
Wussies.
Okay, I mean, I'm sick of it. And,
well, you know, I was going to say, Terry, you know, what this is these people like this are, you know, there's two of them. You've heard the saying, fear and doubt are the mind killers. And that's what this is about. This is about throwing doubt out into the public so that they don't get involved. Oh, it's just another frivolous thing. Oh, it's no use. Oh, just go back to work. You know, just be a sheeple and you know, keep, you know, stay in the pen. You know, and that's what it's about. They don't want anybody who's going to stand up for their rights and say this is wrong and have no doubts about it. They want people like this are always throwing doubts out there because they want to, you know, dissolve the soup into water.
Well, that was a totally planted call. There was no way that guy just came up with this off the top of his head. That was totally planted by the opposition.
Sure.
Totally planted that way. And when he called, and I'm not even sure if the guy was from Corning or not. But the thing is that, you know, he even quoted saying, well, Scott said on July 29th. Well, okay, so you've been studying this for a long time, and gosh, it sounds like you want liberty too, fella, so what's your idea then? So if you had all this stuff you've been studying for so long, how come you haven't called somebody and said, hey, you know, I've got some thoughts here. Can you clear this up for me? No, I think I'll get on a radio program and then not listen to the answer, not listen to the facts, not listen to really what's legal, and obloviate my position.
Well, what he's doing is raising a specious argument that has no merit in law. And that's exactly what he did. And to an untrained mind who has no legal background or concept of how the law works, you know, that's a great way to instill some doubt and some fear. Because what he's doing is that he doesn't care about liberty, because if he cared about liberty, he would be caring about, you know, the case and how do we make it happen and, you know, what do we need to do to further this cause so that we actually have, you know, a control over the voter rolls and have control over our legislature down in Sacramento. None of that was brought up. All he was trying to do was to throw some fear and doubt into the case so that it would look like, you know, this is what the attorneys call sophistry. You know, you make an argument about something that doesn't even matter because all you want to do is win the case so you can get paid like we talked about, and you have no interest in the truth, justice, or what's right or wrong.
Well put, and you nailed it. Anyway, I'll let you get back to your program, and Mark, I got to say, great job today, fabulous, and we've got smoke up here too. There's fires everywhere in California. It's not just exclusive to Jefferson. It's all over the state of California. We had a lot of fires down here around San Bernardino. Yesterday we did get a lot of smoke even up here in the mountains, and then we're about 5,500 feet up.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of smoke up here too, so there's fires everywhere. But anyway, have a great day, buddy. God bless you, and keep up the great work, and thanks again for that clarification and that you did. You did a great job. Thank you.
Thanks, Terry.
Terry?
Yes.
We have your other favorite song here.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
There you are. Sovereign Mind Radio. Home of the Free Fire Media. Community right. Radio for all the state.
That's whenever Terry brings that subject up on Jefferson. That's the song we play.
Right. I appreciate the call. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So what else have we got here on the...
Well, we have Lori on the line. Do we want to bring her on now?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Let's get her on the line before we go to a loser.
No, that was it was Terry.
Lori,
are you ready to go?
Yep, real quick. Hey, you know, I didn't know Tom Jones was such a patriot.
Wow. What's new? Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
I'm dying. I can hardly catch my breath on that one. That was great. Hey, just I was hoping Terry or Sally was going to mention that there's no meeting tomorrow for the Patriots.
All right. Good
obviously, job. And they return again on September 11th. And then meanwhile, coming from Wynn's program earlier, if people can't make it down to the Capitol, you know, start going through your house and garage and find items for the big yard sale coming up.
Good job.
And, you know, just look at people who have lost everything in fires, people that have lost everything in a flood. If you can't look at your own home right now and find some excess items, come on. Let's just pitch in and roll up, and it's for the greater good. So with that said, I was hoping at some point we can follow up maybe next week, too, if Red shows up in Lyndia. Where are they?
Well, they're out in the hinterlands.
That's not good
right now.
Are they
looking for mushrooms?
They got lost in the smoke.
Okay, maybe they're doing prepping work, so that's fine.
Yeah.
And so this whole thing with the South going through the Charlottesville, the statue tear down and breakdowns, and all this violence, Obama apparently put in an executive order to have all these bases, like 10 of them, to easily be immediately taken over if there's a FEMA situation or a disaster. So we've got the UN troops, which might be coming from where? Cuba. How convenient and close. And so I'm just trying to look and put all the connected dots together because our media is never going to point us in the right direction.
Well, let me stop you there, Lori, because that order was done in March 16th of 2016. It's Executive Order 13391 called the Patriot Defense of Liberty Act and Enabler Act. And so that's old law. The president can just wipe that out with a stroke of a pen. It's not going to happen. And so the article that you posted on that is really old. So I would take that with a grain of salt. I wouldn't go there. It's not going to happen. It's just it's a little bit of a fear-mongering thing, you know, on this executive order because it's not going to happen. They're not going to take over the bases. And, you know, the UN would, you know, they want to do this. When you're connecting the dots to the people that want to use the bases as a way to, you know, to go after the monuments is what they're saying. They're saying that because the bases have certain names that, you know, they should be taken over. And that's not going to happen, I'm telling you, because it's just a crock of crap because...
Well, that was my confusion is did Trump revoke this or rescind this from Obama or not, or doesn't need to? That was my confusion. Is this still a viable part of the playing field, quote unquote? And what's happening with the FEMA Walmart and the next Hurricane Irma coming up? And you know, we got Korea lobbying all these craziness. It's just
I would be worried a little bit more about Korea, North Korea, than I would about them taking over the bases. Because if you think about it, let's see how many Antifa protesters do we have out there? 500. They're gonna take over a military base. Nah.
I don't know, but if I can't gird my loins anymore, I don't know what to do. I need your advice.
Just relax. That's all fine. What we need to worry about is some other issues, and that's not one of them. So, you know, right. Carry on, troop.
All right.
I do read your post, by the way.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks,
Lori.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, everyone. Gird your loins.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to happen. Let's talk about some news here that is important.
Okay, we need to take a break.
Oh, we need to take a break? I hate that part.
Yes, but you give me such good musical suggestions.
Well, we collaborate.
It makes it much more tolerable.
Okay, very good. Well, you're listening to KCNR 1460. We're going to go to a break now. Community radio for the North State. Hit it, Bob.
Woohoo!
Say it's don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama. Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR. In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Redding.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive, with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Evil. There are people in this country who are evil to the core. They are violent and hateful and will not reason or debate. This evil drives them to violence with whomever they disagree. They will invade peaceful gatherings with the sole purpose of perpetrating violence and injury, then blame their actions on the peaceful. We can no longer trust politicians or the media to acknowledge the truth, so we must know how to discern good from evil. This wisdom is found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
you're doing in Texas, looking for higher ground. As opposed to California, who's looking for lower ground. You know, you don't want to run to the top of the mountains when the fire's going. Just saying. This in.
Now, the legislature operates on the principle of don't raise the bridge, lower the river.
You know, we should have played I Got Friends in Low Places when we're talking about Sacramento. You know, this is...
They're not our friends.
Oh, that's true. We've got enemies in low places. Where the cocaine... I'm sorry. anyway, this is just in. And there was 4,389 people were shot in the city of Chicago in 2016, making a tour of duty in Afghanistan safer than living in the city of Chicago. And, you know, with that said, we want them to just keep voting Democrat. And so, you know, that's but the caveat to that is maybe they should try the Sacramento way, which is pay them not to shoot other people. That's Howard Dean getting shot again. And you know, boy, I'll tell you what. Need to know news. That's what we need to know, because they don't report any of the news that we need to know. Here's a couple good ones, okay, that, you know, maybe, you know, we should have been, you know, heard. And I shut off the mainstream news anyway. I turned it off and can't do it anymore. But there's a couple things here that, you know, probably didn't make the mainstream would be my guess. End of illegal immigration amnesty program would open up 700,000 jobs for American citizens. Now, this is quite interesting. President Trump reportedly is close to ending Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, which gives temporary amnesty and work permits to 850,000 young illegal aliens. A study by Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, Open Borders Organization, showed that it would open nearly 700,000 jobs to American citizens. The study unintentionally revealed how many additional job opportunities American workers would have if President Trump actually were to keep his campaign promise and repeal the DACA. Okay, so what's you know, this study by it's Zuckerberg's FWD.US group, a pro-immigration lobby group, released the study with the intention of showing the hardship of ending the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals DACA program, where more than 850 illegal aliens have been given temporary amnesty, and, you know, and would have on the you know what this would have on the American economy. The study unintentionally revealed how many more jobs American workers... So this kind of backfired on Zuckerberg, and, you know...
A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah. So these guys in the Open Borders Lobby and corporate interests teamed up over the last few months to defend DACA and demand that Trump keep the program going. I'm pretty sure that's going to be a... You know, and he's going to sign that one out of existence. A legal threat by a number of state attorneys, including Texas Ken Paxton, could potentially force the Trump administration to end the program or decline to defend the program in court. You know, you can read the whole article if you go do that. But that's interesting news that, I guess the American public does need to hear about that. Gee, if we stopped the illegal immigration amnesty, that we would have 700,000 more jobs in the economy. Wow, why would we?
A lot of people don't know that.
We wouldn't want to do that, would we? No, yeah. In the meantime, U.S. and South Korean military drops bombs near Kim. What's his name? Kim Jong Un.
Kim Jong Un.
Kim Jong Un, the mad Korean dictator from North Korea. They dropped bombs near the border after Donald Trump was talking. Was saying that talking was not the answer, which is kind of interesting because I think that's going to be a bigger problem here pretty soon if we're not careful. North Korea.
Well, it did set off a 6.3 earthquake that was felt in China and Russia, their H-bomb test.
Yeah, seems like they got an H-bomb. And, you know, these guys, well, they'll never use it. And all this placating, it's like paying off gang members. Just give them some money, and they'll stop killing people. Well, this is the same thing with North Korea. Just give them some money, and they'll stop building nuclear weapons to kill people. Like the last several administrations have told us.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to
Maybe
it.
Maybe I should run for office. Yeah.
I think you've got the magic formula.
I have the magic formula. You lie to everybody. You tell stories about anything and everything that makes it completely incomprehensible to a mind that uses reason as a basic premise for formulating his theories. And, hey, I'll be in Sacramento in no time. Why not? Okay. So, Bob,
you might kill your chances for being governor of the state of Jefferson.
Well, there is that part, too. You know, then I would have to come back to reason and accountability.
Maintain your political viability.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I could always run on the, a third-party ticket, the we change our minds anytime we want ticket. the idiot party. In the meantime, in the United Kingdom, Pakistani men are grooming young white girls for sex rings. Now, this is Rotherham, UK. An investigation by the UK Express reveals that young white girls are being groomed by gangs for predominantly Pakistani men who rape them on an industrial scale because law enforcement fails to prosecute them. Police and council workers are ignoring the issue for fear of being treated as branded as racists. Wow. This whole racist thing has got to go. This is just out of control stupidity. Witness intimidation is another factor. 18 months ago, the National Crime Agency was given $13 million to investigate the problem. So far, no one has been punished. Yeah. So let's just let a bunch more illegal, Middle Eastern guys that, think that raping, pillaging, and looting is the word of the day because that's how they believe things should be, especially...
Racist.
Yeah, we're just racist. So, I don't know. Kind of interesting. Here's another one. Whitehouse.gov petition to officially declare George Soros as a terrorist is on fire. A 10-day petition, on the White House petition to declare leftist millionaire George Soros a terrorist is quickly becoming one of the site's most popular with nearly 60,000 votes, but there's some issues with this thing. According to the Whitehouse.gov website, the petition declared George Soros as a terrorist and seize all his related organizational assets under RICO and NDAA laws, one of the most popular White House petitions. It ranks 12th right now. And, the petition doesn't mince any words. Where George Soros has willfully and on an ongoing basis attempted to destabilize and otherwise commit acts of sedition against the United States and its citizens, the DOJ should immediately declare George Soros and all his organizations and staff members to be domestic terrorists and have all of his personal and organizational wealth and assets seized under the civil asset forfeiture law. Now, I got a little problem with that. You might want to have a little bit of due process in there because, if they can do it to George, they can do it to anybody. And the other problem with this is that, something that can get out of hand. And they're also gathering, the people whose signatures are on this to possibly, see who they are and maybe go after them at a later date. I'd be really cautious about signing some of these things and not just moving them right along. The Facebook and Twitter, are monitoring who are, So there's a memo that came out on the media to state that Media Matters had discussions with Facebook. Now, this is the guy who started the memo. With Facebook on how to crack down on fake news, including Media Matters providing social media giant with detailed map of constellation of right-wing Facebook pages that had been the biggest purveyor of fake news. The memo also bragged that Media Matters provided Google with information necessary to identify 40 of the worst fake news sites that would be prevented from using Google's advertising network. So I'm just saying as a word of caution that they might be using this thing as a hammer to go after their opposition. Just saying. So don't be afraid of these guys, but be a little cautious on which ones you're signing and how the wording is and who's actually putting the bills together or the petitions together. Let's go to another break, Bob, and come back with some more stuff. I got to sort of regroup here, and we got 15 minutes to the top of the hour and pull in some more stories that hasn't been heard by the mainstream media. So, you're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. And you could call in at 530-605-4567.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
From narwhals to unicorns and manatees to mermaids, discover the physical and cultural connections between the real and mythical worlds at Turtle Bay this summer in Mythical Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Mythic creatures of all kinds are taking over the museum May 20th through October 1st in this immersive, hands-on exhibition organized by the American Museum of Natural History in New York. Mythic Creatures is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Chat room trying to figure out what exactly the conversation's about. Somehow the hinterland keeps being brought up. Oh boy, fun stuff. Wow. Got a couple of things left here.
Robert is conversing with anonymous people.
That's what I was thinking too. The FBI denies a Freedom of Information Act request for Hillary's documents due to lack of public interest. I think you're going to see more and more of this thing coming out, that they're going more and more after Hillary and the documents, because there's a whole lot of problems going on. And, you know, it's not going to go away. But these, the FBI just found out this last week, a couple days ago, that evidently there was a memo that came out that showed that Comey had already made his mind up that there was going to be no prosecutions of Hillary and company before they even interviewed her. So the memo states, and this is coming out through the Freedom of Information Act request for the ACLJ, that shows that they had already made up their minds that there was not going to be a prosecution regardless of what the evidence actually told them. That's kind of a problem, you know, and Jay Sekulow is all over this thing, and this is not going to go away. And the FBI was obviously being a flunky for, someone. I don't know. The evidence seems to be leaning back towards the White House, because it was in some of the evidence, it's shown that Obama was actually using the same email servers with an anonymous name, that he was conversing with those guys from the White House. And maybe he wanted to sink the story because he didn't want to. He wanted to make sure that he wasn't being implicated or with Hillary Clinton on using an unauthorized server, because if she's doing it and that's illegal, and he's doing it, I guess that's illegal too. So we got to squash that. So I think there was words and from on high that maybe you just need to let this thing go, and there's not going to be an investigation. And so what that tells you is this whole investigation was a big, you know, show, a dog and pony show, so that the president wouldn't be implicated, because he was doing the same thing as Hillary. Wow. I guess they just missed that on CNN this week, too.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah. So, you know, just another instance of complete blackout of the story. And if you're still using the mainstream media, I highly suggest you might stop using that, because, you know, if I want to get lied to, I'll go talk to a teenager, you know. But, you know, I don't want to get my news from people who are actually actively not seeking the truth, and are blackholing stories that are stonewalling stories and blacking out stories that actually tell something about the last administration and their cronies and how they were operating illegal. But everything's Trump's fault. Trump's the devil. You know, let's just stick to that story. Russia, Russia, Russia. Now what is it? What's the newest one? It's not Russia anymore. I don't even know what the newest one is. He's, what did he do wrong this time? Do you know, Bob?
Who, Trump?
Yeah. What's he going? It was Russia, and now we're doing something else.
Well, some genius, I think it was on CNN, started berating Trump for pardoning Joe Arpaio in the middle of a hurricane.
Oh, you got that. And then
he didn't actually pardon Joe Arpaio in the middle of a hurricane, genius. It happened before the hurricane.
Well, and then they're all over the First Lady about her shoes.
The shoes.
Oh, my God. She's a wedge. She has high heels. And then the person who was, you know, giving her all the grief, turns out looks like something out of a carnival exhibit. I mean, I saw some pictures. I didn't read it very well, connect the dots. But, I mean, I am not kidding. She looked like something out of a carnival show. You know, the sideshows where they have the dog-faced boy and the, you know, the two-headed chicken. And, I mean, and then this gal who looked like she had makeup by, you know, I don't know, weird stuff. You know, it wasn't Coco Chanel.
Creepy clown makeup.
Not creepy. It was, yeah, I mean, I'm not kidding. Put some fangs on her, and she looked like the clown in a Stephen King movie. So anyway, so everything gets put up there that's really stupid. Anything of actual substance, of, you know, corruption inside the media, corruption inside the FBI. Comey's in real trouble, I think, and I think he's going to have to, you know, if he's not got an attorney yet, well, he might have to go get one here pretty quick. We'll see. I think, I hope Trump throws every single one of them in prison.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
So, with that, this comes from the Snake Hole Lounge, which is, you know, pretty appropriate for what we're talking about. And, you know, the title of this is, and it's gone. U.S. public pension funds as low as 31% funding ratio. Now, let me explain that if you don't get it. They have 31% of the funds that they promised to pay their public pensions. That's the lowest. It's lowest, you know. So in other words, wow, we're like 69% unfunded. You could like take that and turn that around. And so 69% unfunded pensions. Wow. So this is from Bloomberg. The news continues to worsen for America's public pensions and for the people who depend on them. The medium funding ratio, the percentage of assets states that states have available for future payments to retirees, declined to 71.1% in 2016 from 74.5% in 2015 from 75.6% in 2014. Do you see a pattern here?
I'm not a numbers guy, but that doesn't seem to add up.
Yeah, the only ones that actually did better, maybe because they're ripping people off to the point of stupidity, is New York going from 90.6% to 94. So they actually went up in the percentage that they have to fund their liabilities. And now the District of Columbia, go figure, is now overfunded. No, grab.
Overfunded?
Whoa. D.C. overfunded? No. Unbelievable. And we should play the Eagles Already Gone. I think we got that.
All right, we can go out with that.
Let's go out with that. It's already gone. You know, so that's really what's going on. And, you know, we could take that two ways, that the money's already gone or the state of Jefferson is already gone from California. Either way works for me. And, you know, with that said, here's. We've seen the metals price start to spike up a little bit this last week. On gold, it broke 1,300, and silver starting to climb up a little bit, too. I'm not sure if this is a big event. But, you know, here's 13 reasons to why you should own gold in the coming financial collapse. The following are the 13 main drivers of the coming long-term precious metal bull cycle. This comes from that's a website, Pinalend. Excrement of the Gods is the name of the website.
Okay, that's messed up.
I'm just saying. I don't.
What's the first word? What was the name of it?
Pineland.
Spell that?
P-I-N-E-A-L-E-N-D. Pineland.
Okay.
Excrement of the Gods. I don't know. So.
I hope that word isn't something I was supposed to believe.
I'm not sure. I'm just reading the list. Unlimited quantitative easing by all major central banks with no end in sight. Yep, check. Bond market term bubble supported by artificially suppressed interest rates. Check. Stock market bubble supported by easy money and stock buybacks. Check. Geopolitical risk at record high and still growing. Check. Algorithm trading systems accounting for the majority of liquidity in many important markets. Check. Fake accounting of real losses in the banking system. Check. Housing market bubble recreated by a long-term interest rate suppression scheme. Check. Bankruptcy of many countries and states worldwide is slowed down only by central bank intervention in many markets. Check. Central banking propping up the stock market. Derivatives market. That was check. Derivatives market risks not addressed by any monetary institutions. Check. Lack of responsible behavior by many major world leaders. Check. Media outlets spilling propaganda about the real estate affairs and the economy. Check. Cryptocurrency fans have the same motivation as precious metal investors. Check. So I don't know if that doesn't convince you that there should be some kind of a safety valve there, especially after the public pensions. I can't help you. But all I can say is it's already gone.
Going, going, gone.
You've been listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State, Sovereign Mind Radio, where we actually try to tell you the truth. We'll see you next week, next Sunday, 10 o'clock.
Mark, thank you very much. Stay tuned for We the People on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
TheTownHall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. President Trump checks in on Harvey victims and asks the nation to pray.
Saturday, the president made his second visit to Texas in 1 week and first trip to Louisiana to check on the so many that are suffering from the hurricane, meeting those still homeless over a week since the storm hit. He's declared Sunday a national day of prayer, asking us to focus the power of prayer on healing our nation and on comforting those hurting along the Texas coast.
That's SRN's Valdior correspondent reporting. Houston City spokesman Keith Smith says officials believe that about 300 residents have not